I told you, Lee, that thing that never happens ever.
Mm-hmm.
According to President Trump, happened 24,000 times. 24,000 times in 2020. Now, remember back during 2020, I was looking at Georgia, still have the sheet hanging here on the wall. Donald Trump's campaign went and pulled the publicly available list of who had voted in Georgia. And to the best of his ability, because he'd lost and he wasn't president, cross-referenced it with publicly available information. And it sure looked like over 3,000 illegal immigrants had voted in the Georgia election that he ultimately lost to Joe Biden by 11,000 votes. There were a lot of other really weird things going on in that election, but there were over 3,000 illegals that had voted. It was in the court filing for Georgia. Now, why didn't the judge do anything? The judge never heard the case. It was thrown out for standing. But what the Trump administration, what the Trump campaign, I should say, had done at the time was hired a consultant to go through the voter rolls and to their best of their ability, cross-reference them with available databases to see if, you know, there were any illegal immigrants, any dead people. By the way, dead people were voting in Georgia, too, as well as people who don't live in the state and all kinds of other crazy stuff.
It's miraculous, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there were over 20,000 votes like that, which is why I've always said we will never know who won Georgia. But there were over 3,000 illegal immigrant votes that they were able to find just on the outside as a campaign, hiring a consultant to analyze the voter rolls of who voted. So now we know 128,000, just the 2020 election, 128 million votes analyzed, 24,000 illegal immigrants voting in a federal election. That is illegal. You cannot do it. Every instance of it is a felony. Think about that. 24,000 felonies. Stunning. Astonishing. And he says he expects a lot more votes to be found in the next batch of 32 million. Now, we don't know where these votes were. I have a funny feeling they're going to be in swing states. And I know at least 3,000 of them are in Georgia. I don't know if he has analyzed Georgia yet. So let's take a look at what's going on right now, make this make sense. The fight for the future of the Republic, and I am not exaggerating, hangs on our ability to get the internal voter rolls out of close to 30, either most of them blue, some of them lead purple states. And the purple ones, it's kind of where Democrats control the Board of Elections. You know what I mean? Or maybe they are the Secretary of State in a purple state. They're refusing to turn over the voter rolls. Why? So we can have the actual internal rolls with driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers. The rolls you and I can't get. You and I could go down to the Board of Elections right now in Greenville or any other state, and we could pull a nice list of A and B voters with names and addresses. But what we can't get is the stuff we need to verify their identity. That is kept secret. Again, their Social Security number and their driver's licenses. In a lot of states, it's just the last four digits. But we can get the forward-facing rolls. We need the internal rolls to know for sure. And we're going to catch a lot more illegals when we have those. And you have a lot of people, you know, Juan Hernandez, Lee. You could try to run it. You're not going to get them all. I guarantee the number's a lot higher. This is why the Democrats are in court suing, countersuing, I should say, Donald Trump, because he sued them first, and good for him, because they're refusing to turn their rolls over to the DOJ Civil Rights Division for the investigation, Lee, that very clearly is predicated. Very clear. We have so much evidence of this. They should turn them over. The problem is that there's no federal law that says they have to turn them over to the federal government, even as part of a criminal investigation. We're fighting for it in court right now. So this is why we need the SAVE Act. We need the SAVE Act. Having to use ID to register and vote is something that should be done. And that will be fantastic to stop the Democrats and the Chinese Communist Party. But then I repeat myself to the same people from stealing elections going forward. But we have to get those rolls. And the SAVE Act does that. It finally provides the federal law that says you must turn your rolls over for inspection verification to the federal government. And I got no problem with red states doing that because our rolls are clean. And if they're not, we should fix them. Democrats are fighting this in court, and that is why. So what Trump has done here, Lee, really quickly, I want to get your reaction to this. What Trump has done here is gone, okay, I'm going to take the publicly available information. So I'm not going to have a driver's license number. I'm not going to have a social or lack of a social in Juan Hernandez's case. But I'm going to do the best I can with the publicly available information. Finds 24,000 voted in the 2024 election and counting. He said there's a lot more going to be in the second tranche. That's Doge. And that's this machine they've built. And this is why Sparkle Suknanen, the non-American judge appointed by Joe Biden, has barred Trump and the Trump administration from even looking at this information. That's how terrified Democrats are. And it confirms it's part of their strategy to win. What do you make of this? This is a huge confirmation.
I'm just glad that we've got an administration that is continuing to fight the fight over something that is an issue that Democrats have been using for quite some time and then claiming it doesn't happen when it does. You know, maybe it's not quite as bad as what the administration is claiming. But if it's anywhere near as bad as what evidence we have, it's got to be investigated. There's no reason for it not to be.
And keep in mind, this is just the illegal immigrant voting, okay? This is not the dead voting.
Right, exactly.
This is not one of the things that was really bad in Georgia was the ghost voting. There were over 3,000 of those. People who don't exist. They were just registered and they vote. This doesn't count the out-of-state voting where people live in two states and sometimes both vote in both of them. I am convinced we're going to find, okay, prediction here. Rosemary Jenks agrees with me on this. She's with Numbers USA, that these illegals are not actually voting, most of them. Some of them, I'm sure, are, but most of them are not. There is the Chinese Communist Party is voting for them with the licenses they shipped in. Somebody is voting for them. They know. And that's, you can't send a human being 24,000 times. That's why they need the mass mail-in balloting. You're going to find that the party is voting for them as ghost voters, duplicate voters, dead voters. You're going to find a system of that through mass mail-in balloting. That's what we're going to find at the end of this.
They're UVPs, unidentified voting persons.
Yes, I know. And it's like same thing as a UFO. You see one, you know what
exactly.
I mean? You're like, I swear I did. And I know it. And everybody just laughs at you, right?
Yeah.
Nobody believes. Well, this is disclosure day. So
Nice.
Thank you. I've been meaning to see that movie. But anyway, this is disclosure day, Lee. So this is the beginning of cracking this. Again, we either need a court win that lets us see those files or we need the SAVE Act passed. And keep in mind, the thing blocking the SAVE Act is the evil, duplicitous Republican, and I put that in air quotes, supposedly Republican leadership of the Senate. They're really globalist. John Thune. I mean, think about what they've done here, okay? Have you seen Mitch McConnell?
Well, nobody has except for images.
No, he's fine, yes, they say. I mean, right. He's gone home. Really? Can we see a video of that with time stamped? Or no, okay, we can't. We still haven't seen him moved from the hospital. Why? Why are they hiding the half-living corpse of Mitch McConnell? Because Mitch McConnell is a no vote on the SAVE Act, right? And so they had to hide him in the fact that he has no brain activity, maybe still breathing. They had to hide him. He's a no vote on the SAVE Act. If you look at the list of people that the Kentucky governor could have appointed to fill his role, they were all yes votes on the SAVE Act, every single one of them. So that would have been a one vote flip. We'd have had the votes for the SAVE Act. And this is why these Republican leaders, I put in air quotes, globalist Republican fake leaders had to hide Mitch McConnell's half sentient corpse through August 3rd. Because if they could get the corpse past August 3rd, then the governor could not appoint a person to vote on the SAVE Act. And if the governor couldn't do that, so that would have been a flip. That would have been a two-vote flip from a no to a yes, and it would have passed. Republicans did that, Lee, not Democrats, Republicans. So the Uniparty, the Open Borders Uniparty, which we are fighting so hard in this state, the remnants of the Lindsey Graham machine, that Uniparty did that to keep these illegals voting. And they will have no reaction to this morning as Trump proves it's going on. We desperately need the SAVE Act or we're going to lose this country. Because Lee, can you even imagine what are the Chinese Communist Party? What do they have planned for 28? What do they got planned, for 26? Mm-hmm. It's a legitimate question. I mean, Lee, and if you want to see it on my X feed, I have put up the FBI's own assessment, declassified by Trump a few weeks ago, own assessment that the Chinese Communist Party hacked boards of elections and shipped fake licenses in to the hands of Chinese nationals in this country to fake vote for Joe Biden by the thousands. That's the FBI's assessment. Take it up with them. It was declassified by Trump and they did nothing. Nothing. This is it. This is the heart and soul of the war for this country. We're running out of time. Lee, we could have saved the midterms, but John Thune and Mitch McConnell's corpse opted not to. So now we're into, well, let's see if we can save 28. Folks, have you seen what's going on in Quetta, Spain? Their own national police, called JUPOL, have put out an emergency warning to women and girls on the streets of Ceuta. You know, where the migrants mass migrated. Borders thrown open, military sent down there, but ordered to do nothing but observe. Spain's own national police, the JUPOL, has put out an emergency warning to women to stay off the streets. Why? According to the police warning, girls and women are being grabbed by migrant gangs and dragged up into the mountains where a lot of them are camping and staying out with the help, of course, of liberal socialist nonprofits who are feeding them. Girls are being grabbed and dragged to the mountains to be gang raped. According to the police. According to the police. Their notice is all over X. Thank God for X every day. The media are trying their best to black this out. Okay, folks. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? This is the Democrats' plan for America writ large. Exactly. Open the borders. We've already seen them do it, so we don't have any doubt they'll do it. Remember, even going, remember the UK Daily Mail reported, going out in the desert under Joe Biden with a blowtorch to permanently weld open a door where there was none. So that in the middle of the night, 700 to 1,000 illegal immigrant Muslim men, all men, could flow through. And it happened month after month after month after month. Now, there were plenty of wide open border crossing areas, but the Biden administration didn't want you to see this. They didn't want you to see the clearly Muslim men in the flows of other illegals who are from, you know, Guatemala, Mexico, and stuff like this. They would bring them in at night. Now, picture this, Ceuta. Women told to stay inside. Why? There's no police. They've been defunded. There's no ICE to pick these guys up. And there's no customs and border patrol to stop them at the border. They just pick up women and drag them off a game, rape them. You know, one of the most fascinating things I have ever done changed my view on the world so much. I loved, don't think badly of me. I love to read romance novels. I love a good romance novel. I can't help it. I'm a woman. It's hardwired into me. So the people who write the best romance novels on earth are the English. And I started going back and reading novels written in the time, not later, about the time period. And boy, were my eyes opened to something I never realized before. You know, there's this kind of thought in universities, stuff about feminism, and men were just out there and they were discriminating against women, and that's why women, you know, weren't allowed to work and had to live in a home. They couldn't even, I mean, you talk about Victorian England, folks. Women could not go out without a man. Think about that. We're not even in the dark ages, okay? Democrats are recreating this. But when I read the book, I'd always assumed, as I've always been taught, well, you know, that's it's a patriarchal society. It's, you know, men don't let women work. No. That wasn't it. We didn't have police. That's a modern invention, really late 1800s, 1900s. They didn't have police. Women couldn't go out alone without the protection of men because you'd be raped. That's why they couldn't go to work. That was why they couldn't be a part of society. It wasn't men discriminating. It was men protecting women. So if you wanted to do something, go shopping, you want to go see your friends, you had to have a male escort. You were like a prisoner in your home. But there was no other way. And of course, at the time, with the mores being what they were, the morals, if a woman went out alone, she was presumed to want, you know. Yeah, just presumed to want to be raped. That's Victorian England, okay? And it's Ceuta, Spain right now. Why? The socialists have recreated it. A world in which women can't leave their homes. Do you want that for your daughter? You want that for your wife? Well, she used to be able to work, but she can't leave her home. She'd be raped. Right there, Ceuta, Spain. Your future on display. So we got to fight like we've never fought before because this is the future, folks. Freedom is a luxury. And you cannot have it. You can't even sit around and discuss it like we are right now until you secure your society. Because otherwise, it's just a daily struggle for survival against the hordes, the masses. Again, Victorian England is considered to be relatively civilized compared to, say, the Dark Ages. When, by the way, women couldn't leave their homes. Do you realize something? Parts of Mexico, I did my first job out of college, I was in on a construction site. I was working as secretary in the modular, huge construction site, Shellco in Charlotte. We had newly arrived illegals from Mexico. And they would stare at me like I was a piece of meat. I spoke Spanish decently well. So I started talking to this guy, Rafael, very sweet guy. Been in the country for many, many years. I said, why do they look at me like this? What is wrong with these men? And he said, you don't even understand where they're from in Mexico, because he's from Mexico. He said, you got to understand where they're from in Mexico, okay? He's like, the big cities aren't like this. He said, all the, you know, the areas outside the city, women can't leave their homes without a man. They'll be raped. He said, so a woman, the only women who walk the streets alone without a man, they're prostitutes. So they come here, they've never seen this before. You're just walking around and, you know, a skirt and a shirt. They make assumptions. This is a different culture. That's Mexico, folks. And he says it takes them a while to adjust. They haven't seen women walking around without men before. The only ones who do are the prostitutes. And by the way, you said you wouldn't touch them because the cartels own them all. So you touch one of them, they'll kill you. It's their property. But beyond that, no. I'm like, dude, you're telling me in most parts of rural Mexico, it's that way today? Yes, that's what they're importing. They want it. They want you to spend so much of your time just trying to get to the grocery store and back alive that you don't have time to fight them. And you're seeing it in Ceuta, Spain. Folks, in the modern era, it is 2026. Only progressives who are really regressives could create a thing like this. What do they do? Let's draw the parallel. What did they do? Well, they pressured the prime minister, who's a socialist. Hey, he was at first ignoring the migration, the invasion by the Islamist men who showed up on the island. Then he had to do something, so he sent a military, but they just stood there. You see the videos on X, they just stand there and watch them file by. That's exactly what Joe Biden did down at the border, the Lukeville crossing that was created by the blowtorch so Muslim men could stream in every night. Same damn thing. Same thing, except here we get to see how it ends. With Spain's own national police, the JUPOL, putting out an emergency warning to women and girls, stay off the streets. Women are being dragged up to the mountain, gang raped. Except in America, there won't be any police. Not if they get their way. You're seeing it. This is the left-wing program. Look at it. Watch it. Tell your daughters so they don't vote for these Democrats. Because this is how it ends. And that's not a mistake. Okay. Who's our gravest enemy on earth? America's. Do you know off the top of your head? Yeah, I do. You do too. Sit in your car, sit in your kitchen. It's China, right? So if you're going to take an interest, you know, as a senator in, I don't know, any kind of foreign policy topic, I mean, just even one or two, right? Just brush up. Should be China, right? Basic things, China, Taiwan. This went uber viral last night. after the debate between Ralph Norman and Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister. She's asked a simple, very open-ended question about Taiwan, China, and the Red Sea. Here's how that went.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Okay. So I'm watching this last night. My son's with me, my teenager. My boys are, yeah, they're into politics. And his mouth just drops and his eyes pop out of his head. And he starts giving an answer about, well, you know, China's been blockading Taiwan over the last couple of years. They're running military drills. You know, the importance of South China Sea for shipping. It's a key waterway, you know, and weakness on America's, you know, side in the foreign policy will invite an invasion of Taiwan. He's 16. He's not running for the Senate. Maybe he should. Maybe we all should. And my husband gives a different answer. Top of his head. No Googling. And my son turns to me and goes, how is she running for Senate? I said, I don't know. But okay. This is the kind of thing you should be able to take a pretty good stab at, folks, if you just kind of follow the news. You have an interest in the basics of what are going on, right? You've just read the news because you're interested. You care about the world. You care about your children's future. You care about your country. You love your country. And maybe you don't know all the technicals of what's going on in the South China Sea. You didn't answer that question. There are 15 ways you could have answered. You could have said, well, Trump's been doing a really good job of bringing our computer chip manufacturing, almost all of which is in Taiwan, along with all of our tech secrets, to Arizona and other places. We need to onshore, reshore our chip manufacturing. We can't leave Taiwan hanging out there. You could go 50 different directions with it. Just say something. I don't really know about China. And later in the debate, foreign policy is not my thing. You want to be a senator? Are you kidding me? The only reason for electing this woman, to the extent that there is even one, is this idea that, well, you know, we loved Lindsey Graham. We didn't. But we loved Lindsey Graham. And, you know, we just wish we had a bit of him back. Like, well, what do we love? Well, the only thing you would like about Lindsey Graham would be what? Foreign policy. The imagery that she's going to be like her brother, so we can have a little Graham back, right? That's their operating theory for this campaign. If you can't answer that, and the primary thing he's known for is being a hawk, a foreign policy hawk, you know, trade China, the Middle East, why are you running? What is the point? What is the point? There's nothing. Again, she should have been able to answer that question just by watching the news over the years. Okay, this isn't like she's asking, well, we know, what is the modern strategic significance of Vietnam? I'd give her a pass on that, right? China? I mean, this is the most stunning debate flop I've ever seen.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Okay, folks. Are China and Taiwan national security issues? She could have gone multiple choice here. Of course, China is a national security issue. In fact, China is our premier national security issue. We've already seen hacking. We've already seen them embedded in our ports, our water processing plants. We've seen this. We have to focus all our foreign policy attention on China. I don't know, make something up. She couldn't do it. Is China a foreign policy threat to America? These are not hard questions. Folks, you know how I felt when I saw that? Felt, not thought. I don't like to feel. I like to think. But how I felt, and I couldn't help it. For the first time, I felt sorry for her. I felt bad. I felt bad for her. I was embarrassed for her. That's why. It's a worse feeling, isn't it? When you're embarrassed for somebody in a room and you're, oh gosh, you just want to shrink to half your size. Maybe at a social event or something. I felt embarrassed for her. I felt the extent to which this woman is being used by the machine. By the grand machine. It really by the consultants who feed off the money, that the open borders money that comes into it. And how they'll do anything to keep this machine constituted and in control of South Carolina. And they will use this poor woman. Folks, but I got to say to you, you could have pulled any of you guys who've been listening to this station for, I don't know, a couple of years. Put them on the stage cold and ask that question. And I guarantee you could have gotten through it. Guarantee. I'm going to go look at the text line. I mean, you guys are going to be answering. You can answer it 15 different ways. Is China and Taiwan a national security? I mean, what? That was a multiple choice question. If you think about it, yes. Choose one. Yes or no? Wow.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not that informed on national security, so... But I do support the military.
Okay, folks. This is a woman who's never put up a single political post online, not one, not on Twitter, not on Facebook. This is a woman who's never fought with us on a single issue ever. She's never gone to a precinct meeting. This is a woman who does not vote in 2 out of 3 elections. That's why she can't answer that question. And I guarantee you sitting in your car, even if you've just been listening to us for a few months, you could answer that question. Now, forget us. Even if you've just been listening to the news for a few months, because you're curious, because you love your country, because you care about the world your children will live in, because you have convictions, because you want to be free, you could answer that question. She can't. And she wants to be a senator? And here's the scary part, folks. If you can't answer that question, you're going to go into the Senate and develop your political points of view on the job. You ever watched a high schooler do this? I have. Where everything's new and you don't really know and you don't have that history to draw back on. And so you go with your instincts and they're all wrong. They're all wrong. Well, okay, it would seem like this, but we've tried that before. See, back in 1993, that stuff. And your thought process evolves. Again, when you jaw drop my 16-year-old that you can't answer that question and he can, you don't belong in the Senate. I'm not even sure you belong in the state legislature. I think maybe starting at a like small city council, town council level would be okay for you. But not this. Is China a national security threat? Off the top of your head, can you answer that in your car? How about Taiwan? Taiwan and China. Red Sea. Bet you can. Yeah, if you just follow the news, you could answer it. She couldn't do it last night. In one of the most stunning debate exchanges I think I've ever seen. But it didn't stop there. She denied knowing that the Democrats are spending $1 million. Including one of Kamala Harris's top donors who spent $12 million trying to elect her in 24. His PAC spending $1 million to defeat Ralph Norman and Darlene Graham. Not something you can dispute because the PAC put out a press release announcing it. If you'd like to see it for yourself, it's on my X feed. It's also on my Facebook page. Ralph Norman confronted her last night on that.
It's interesting that my opponent mentions Democrats. The ones that are funding her campaign are the Democrat PACs. The $2 million, And you can bring them up, but the Main Street Washington, I'm not their favorite. I'm not their candidate. You are. The money they're putting in this race is ought to be alarming for every American. Every ad that you see trying to tear me down is paid for by a Democrat donor who's put up, one billionaire put up a million. I got $2 million going against me this next week. I gladly take that. But it's coming from Democrats who are supporting her candidacy for some reason. It's very alarming.
She says she does not know. She had no idea this is happening.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
At first I went, she's lying. But then after the answer on China, maybe she's not. Maybe she has no idea that the Graham machine that's running her campaign has told them how she'll vote, has told the Democrats how she'll vote, and gotten her $1 million worth of spend. It's entirely possible she has no idea. But they do. They do. Again, folks, if you want to see it, here's the press release, August 14, 2026, the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition. Here's the headline. ITC PAC announces $1 million spend to defeat Ralph Norman in South Carolina Senate primary. They brag about how they've defeated other conservative Republicans who oppose climate change spending and subsidies for solar and wind. Press release, folks. It's all over the internet. It's where I got it. Do you think she's lying? What, me? $1 million from Democrats? See, the Invest in Tomorrow Coalition is the super PAC of Democrat supporting multi-billionaire donor, a guy by the name of Jensen, who spent $12 million, $12 million electing Kamala Harris. His name is, It's Chris Larson. Billionaire Chris Larson, $11 million to elect Kamala Harris. That's his pack. Do you think she's lying or does she not know that? I mean, if you don't know anything about China, maybe you don't know. Does she? I'm so confused.